at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. Friday night basketball. It is a boys-only contest tonight as we follow the girls against Guardian Angels last night in Seward. Tonight, the Kearney Catholic boys take on the Bison of McCook. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, ready to get things underway tonight. The Bison, a team that beat Kearney Catholic in McCook last year, has struggled for wins so far this season. They've got a mixtures of seniors, juniors, and sophomores, but have only been able to post four wins so far, and only one of those against a school from Nebraska. Kearney Catholic has their best run going. I think they're playing their better basketball right now, winning five of their last six. They've been able to score the basketball a little bit, but some of the competition outside of St. Cecilia might not be at the highest level in the win-loss total. But you're playing a Class B school tonight at McCook. It's a step up. And we'll see how the Stars do tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney High and Grand Island currently playing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Girls on now, followed by the boys. And then in a little bit, 1230 AM KHAS. You can also check out Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic boys in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For McCook, number 11 is a 6'3" senior, Peyton Stagemeyer. Number 15 is a 6'2" junior, Caleb Sheets. Number 21, 6' senior, is Bryce Lyons. Number 31, 6' sophomore, is Greg Gaston. And number 35 is 6'1" junior, Travis Wallen. The head coach is Jeremy Yelk, assisted by Josh Kershaw, Kurt Swanhorst, Thomas Benedetto, Joel Arterburn, and Josh Cherry. For the McCook Bison, as we said, they are 4-12 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 5'11 junior, Tyler Mestel. Number 13, 6'1 senior, Zach Jackson. Number 14, 5'11 sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer. Number 22, 6'2 senior, John Masker. And number 23, a 5'9 senior, Harrison Pierce. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Leese, A.J. Landon, Bob Langan, Alex Leese, and Matt Johnson. The Stars have won five of their last six, and they now sit at 10-7 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we will have more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a moment.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
A little bit more here on McCook. This is a team that has struggled to score this year. They average about 45, 44 points per ball game. And going to the Orange and Black Classic last weekend in Colby, Kansas, they really struggled, 28, 27, and 48 points in those three ball games. But as they said, only one win against the Nebraska team, and that is Hershey. Early in the year, they went out to Goodland, Kansas, and picked up a couple of wins there, and then the win over Colby, Kansas last week. So we've seen them up and down. They've lost a couple of overtime games. But losses to North Platte, losses to Lexington, some teams that do not have very good records this year have set them back a little bit, and they'll play tomorrow against Lexington back in McCook. This is the final game for Kearney Catholic before the conference tournament begins. Kearney Catholic, a rough draw. The 5 seed goes to the 4 seed. Their arch rival Ravenna Tuesday night, which will be right here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and programs at New Tech Seed. It is McCook and Kearney Catholic. It's boys action, and it's coming up next here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and as always online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Cope Gymnasium, our officials tonight will be Jim Langan, along with Tim Higgins and Tim O'Day, as we are ready for high school hoops. It'll be the home white and green trim for Kearney Catholic. Wearing the black uniforms with the red trim will be the McCook Bison. The Kearney Catholic will go from left to right, McCook from right to left, as you view it along your radio dial as we get ready for tonight's high school basketball action. Well, tonight, our Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed representative. Craig and Pioneer know more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Kearney Catholic has been playing better basketball, as we said, winners of five of their last six. And in those five wins, they're averaging about 63 points per ball game. They get to 63 tonight. They're going to win this game going away. For McCook, they've got to find a way to score the basketball and handle the Kearney Catholic pressure. It sounds like, as talking with Rich Barnett, the radio play-by-play man at McCook, they are fairly athletic, but they do struggle to score the basketball. They just don't have a lot of kids that will pull the trigger, and the Stars will pressure them. As the opening tip is won by McCook, but they fall down. Pierce picks up the loose ball, and we're off and going with a Harrison Pierce layup, and Kearney Catholic will press. We'll see how McCook handles this. Pressure will bother McCook, and Kearney Catholic is definitely going to bring that. Man-to-man, handling the basketball will be Bryce Lyons. Lyons brings it across the timeline. They try to double-team him. He'll swing it over on the right side. Well out on the right wing is going to be Gaston. Up to the top of the circle, they'll go Stagemeyer, trying to lob it inside. They get it to the post. It's knocked away by Tyler Mestel. Two possessions, two turnovers. Stars don't have numbers. Pierce will push it up. Spin move, kick it to the trailer. Here's a three-pointer, Jackson. It's good. Zach Jackson, and Kearney Catholic is 2-for-2 to get out of the gate here, and they lead it 5-0. So exactly what the Stars needed to get out of the gate here with a quick start. Don't give McCook early momentum. As they break the press, Bryce Lyons brings it up. It's tipped away from behind again, but it goes out of bounds off McCook. Good athletic play. Tyler Mestelball was going out of bounds. He threw it off the foot of one of the Bison. McCook three possessions, and they haven't got a shot off yet. Kearney Catholic into the front court, 5-0, 1 minute into the ball game. Masker up top, Mestel, he'll take a three. It's on the way and good. And the Stars up 8-0, and a timeout will be called here by McCook. We're just a minute 14 into the basketball game, and when you get some comfort, then you feel a lot more at ease shooting the basketball, and you can tell the Stars feel that way already. 6:46 to go here in the first quarter, 8-0 Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Halftime on ESPN Radio, the Grand Island girls, a surprising 17-13 lead over Kearney High in a low-scoring ball game. Here, Kearney Catholic boys are out to an 8-0 lead in the first minute 15, forcing the McCook timeout. The Bison will bring it across the timeline, and they'll have at the top of the circle with Gaston. Gaston drives to the right elbow, jump pass in the corner. Lions, he'll fire a three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer, the team's leading rebounder. Outlet pass, Pierce pulls up left corner, three, comes up well short. Fight for the loose ball. It's going to be tipped out of Holtmeyer's hands and into the hands of Masker. Out on the wing, the jumper is up, and it is in to make it 10-0. Kearney Catholic, and Coach Carlin can already go to the bench here. Don't know why his kids are off to a great start, but he sees it's comfortable, and he'll try to get everybody involved. With it, Caleb Sheets. Bounce pass right side, another three on the way. Gaston, and now McCook is on the board. Greg Gaston hits the three-point bucket. McCook finally scores, and it is 10-3. Kearney Catholic by seven. 5:40 to go, first quarter. The Stars couldn't be off to really a better start. Driving baseline, Jackson, and we're going to get a hand check foul as he blows by his defender. It's on Travis Waller. Wallen with the first foul of the game for the Bison. And here comes a fresh five for Kearney Catholic. James, Moore, Williams, Matt Masker. Guess Harrison Pierce will stay in there. Inbounds to James. He'll catch it. He'll shoot it. He'll hit the three in the right corner. Stars playing like an undefeated team here in the early going, 13-3. And there are quarters this year that they struggle to score 13, and they've done it in 2.5 minutes. McCook across the timeline, nearly walks, gets the outlet pass into the baseline to Gaston, has to kick it back out top, swing it left wing, Caleb Sheets against the Stars, man-to-man. Rotated around, off the screen, Gaston for three, off the iron, no good. Rebound grab by Kearney Catholic's Matt Masker. Stars up the floor to James, McCook is back defensively. On the right wing, Pierce open three, they just aren't finding him, and Kearney Catholic is making him pay. 4 out of 5 from beyond the arc, and the Stars are blistering in the first 3 minutes. McCook has to wonder what happened. Stars lose an assignment underneath, and Stagemeyer has an easy layup. They just lost a man, and it's 16-5. Kearney Catholic can't miss. They've had one miss so far. Up to James. Back to Williams. 4.5 to go. First quarter, 16-5 Stars. Pierce works the left elbow back up top to Matt Masker. One dribble, doesn't go anywhere. Then they both leave him, so he'll shoot a three. It's no good. Williams will grab the rebound in the paint, drive, draw the foul. He'll score, and a chance for a three-point play. Nathan Williams, and they're all falling right now. McCook's just got to survive this first quarter. A team is hot. You can't stay this hot, and they know that. The foul is called on Caleb Sheets, his first. Mestel, Jackson, and Holtmeyer will return to the lineup here for Kearney Catholic. James and Williams will stay in. And Nathan to shoot the free throw. Try to complete the three-point play. It is too strong. Zach Jackson couldn't get the rebound. It goes out of bounds to McCook. Now Master will come in for Williams. So John back on the floor. 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. It's already 18-5. Kearney Catholic up by 13, hitting four of their first 5 three-pointers. Ball into the front court here. McCook toying with the timeline, checking in Easton Gillen. He'll bring it across the timeline to the free throw line. Some room for Bombach. He'll get it underneath with a little short jumper for Peyton Stagemeyer. And Stagemeyer will get his second bucket. 18-7. Stars quickly get the ball to the front court. Jackson in the right-hand corner gives it on the wing to Mestel, to the post, to Holtmeyer. They double him, so he'll swing it left side. James dribbles behind the backboard. Now he's trapped to Masker, left-hand corner. McCook picking up their defensive intensity. Masker pushes his man down, shoots the jumper, no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's out of bounds to McCook. Here comes Logan Kiker into the ball game for the Bison. Kiker, a 6'1 senior. And checking out will be Sheets. 3:37 to go, first quarter, 18-7. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Inbounds pass, get it to Kiker. He is in trouble in the backcourt. Throws over the top, and now McCook has a 2-on-1. Bounce pass underneath Stagemeyer. Holtmeyer decides to let him go, and he'll lay it up and in. 6 for Stagemeyer, and the lead is back down to single digits, 18-9. So McCook, after a tough first three possessions where they turned it over each time, now looking a little bit better on offense. Messel top of the circle against the man-to-man defense here for McCook. Couple of dribbles to the key. Back up top to James, trying to get everybody up high. It's a high 1-4. Running some baseline back cuts. Get it inside the Jackson on the post. Trying to make room. Tough contested shot on the right block from 6. He'll hit it. Second bucket for Zach Jackson. 20-9, Kearney Catholic. As this first quarter is moving along here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Doug Duda with you at Cope Gymnasium. Good crossover by Gillen. Now he needs some help. Swings it over to Gaston. Greg will throw it through the lane. Out for a left-handed three that is good from the right wing by Brett Bamba. Bamba hits the three. The second of the game here for McCook. 20-12. The lead is 8. It was as many as 13. Top of the key, Mestel swings it over the left side to Holtmeyer. Uses his dribble. Didn't go. Now back cut. Jackson gets the ball. Drives. Layup. Good. Good communication without saying a word. Eye contact there. Mestel on the assist. Zach Jackson now with 7 points. 22-12. Trouble in the backcourt, but wrapping the pass around. Gillen will get it to Gaston. Gaston on the right wing. Here's another three on the way. That comes up short. Rebound Zach Jackson, but there was nobody to throw it to. It's loose, and it's saved by Bryce James. Here come the Stars. Long outlet pass and a foul going to be called on McCook. Stepping in is Easton Gillen to try and steal it from Holtmeyer. He got the ball, but he also committed the foul. His first and the team's third. And here come the subs again. Moore, Pierce, Williams, and Matt Masker. In for the Bison, 6'10 junior Luke Curl coming off the bench. Inbounds pass to Pierce. Left corner, dribbles to the key, gets it to Williams. Williams shuffles the feet up top. That'll be the first turnover for Kearney Catholic. So really their first mistake. They haven't committed a foul yet. And it'll be back over to McCook. Down 22-12, a minute 48 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass Gillen, gets by his defender, drives all the way in. Good defense there by Matt Masker. Gillen's able to get his own rebound. First board of the game for McCook, out for a three. Bryce Lyons no good. And Zach Jackson will pull down his second rebound. Outlet pass to Master. Matt brings it to the right elbow. Swings it over to Pierce. Harrison for three. It's too strong. Long rebound is grabbed by Curl. There have been so few misses by the Stars that McCook hasn't had many chances to get rebounds. Only their second unofficially of the quarter. Bounce pass right wing to Gillen against the Stars. Man-to-man off the screen. They'll get it to Kiker up top. He'll hand it off to Lyons. Still at the top of the circle. Picks his dribble up. Needs some help. Hand it off there to Gillen. Kearney Catholic lucky he didn't get a foul there. Jackson had grabbed his jersey as he was getting screened. A minute to go here, first quarter. 22-12 Stars. They scored the first 10, and they still lead by 10. 5-second count is on, and just picking it up is Gillen before the whistle. Gets it to the back cutter in the lane. Kiker. Kiker, too many Stars in his way. Lost the basketball. Picked up by Jackson, trying to go coast to coast. He'll lay it up and in. Not a conventional layup. The ball got tipped, but when it was tipped, it just sailed right over the McCook defender head, and Jackson continued in stride, and it went right back to him. 24-12 Stars. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball knocked away. Cam Moore. Williams can't quite get it. They'll get it over to Kiker. Kiker at midcourt with 20. Over to Gillen on the right wing. Picks the dribble up to Kiker. Top of the circle. He'll hand it off to Gaston. In the left-hand corner, 10 seconds to go. There's Lyons. Lyons gets it down to the big fella, Curl on the block. He'll put the jumper up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. Outlet pass is stolen away, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic starts red hot, and they lead it 24-12. We'll be back in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number.
308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic leads in our boys' game over McCook by a score of 24-12. A couple of threes keeping McCook in the ball game. They are 2 of 6 in the first quarter. Did not make it to the free throw line. Starts with the basketball. James gets by his defender, drives to the hoop. Ball partially tipped. Messel's able to get the rebound. Kick it back out. Top ball stolen away. Chance for a layup at the other end, and it is converted by the Bison and Bryce Lyons. So that'll make it 24-14. Get you some numbers from the first quarter in a moment. Cam Moore on the right wing with it. Dribbles into the corner to the baseline, runs out of real estate, kicks it into the far corner to James, and Bryce hits it. The fifth three-pointer of the ball game. Stars are now 5 of 8 from three-point land. That is the second three-pointer for Bryce James, who scored 24 for the Stars in that first quarter of play. 27-14, equaling the largest lead so far for Kearney Catholic. Stars have come out and switched to a little bit of a zone here to try and confuse McCook. In that first quarter, Zach Jackson had 9, and Harrison Pierce had 7 for the Stars. They had 2 turnovers to McCook's 4. McCook turned it over on their first 3 possessions, though, so they got that under control. Jumper from the right corner is no good by Wallen, and the rebound brought down by Tyler Mestel. Stars had 7 rebounds in the first quarter, just 2 for McCook. Stars weren't missing, and McCook wasn't getting any offensive boards. Mestel right wing, skip pass over to James. With a one-hand catch and dribble to Moore on the right elbow. Cam dribbles into the double team. 360 spin move. Puts it up with the left hand and draws the foul. They made him work for it. And then at the last second, they gave him a hip when he spun with the left hand. Foul going to be called on Bryce Lyons. His first 4th team foul on McCook. And Cam Moore will go to the line looking for his first point of the ball game. It's on the way, and it is good. Again, Kearney Catholic girls trailing 17-13 at the half to Grand Island. That game is in the second half now on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. Second free throw, Moore up, and it is in. So Cam hits them both, 29-14. Full court pressure put on. McCook trouble in the backcourt, and they'll end up throwing it away. Fifth turnover, and again, that's one thing to be said. Yes, they turned it over in their first 3 possessions, but the Stars aren't getting transition buckets all the time. As Moore will throw it in, Masker unguarded, the lefty 3, can't get it to go. Long rebound comes out to Wallen, and McCook will be back on offense, and they throw it away again. Stars immediately put the trap on. They don't get more than about 5 feet up the floor and panic, and McCook with their 6th turnover. 6:14 to go here in the second quarter. And the Stars will do the mass substitutions again. Here's Williams, Matt Masker, Harrison Pierce. They get it into Masker. He takes 1 dribble into the paint. 6-footer contested. No good. Rebound brought down by Stagemeyer. And he'll push it up the floor here for the Bison. Good crossover dribble. Got by one man. Tries to lob it underneath. Falls into the hands of Gaston. Kicks it out of the corner at 3 for Sheets. Rattles around. No good. Rebound grabbed by McCook. And that'll be Wallen to get his 2nd. And a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Their 1st of the game. Going to be on Nathan Williams. Again, trying to put the trap on. Bodied him up a little too much. And in the front court, McCook will throw it in. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. They'll lob it to Stagemeyer. Look for the back cut. Well covered there by Mestel. So coming all the way through, but can't get the 3 away, is Bamba. Bamba will kick it back over to Sheets. Sheets looking. Dangerous bounce pass, but gets it to his offensive teammate Wallen from 10, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Matt Masker to Pierce, already in the front court, inside the three-point arc. Back to Matt. Matt takes a bunch of steps into the lane, kicks it off. McCook wanted to walk, didn't get it out to Pierce. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Wallen. He's got 3 now, and McCook starting to run. Bamba into the corner. Here's a 3, Sheets. Again, it comes up short and high in the air to grab the rebound. Matt Masker, his 3rd. Stars want to run. Do not have numbers. Jackson to the trailer. Mestel to Williams. Back to Mestel, unguarded three, no good. So they now miss three in a row. Harrison Pierce got the rebound. He's going to need some help. Tries to get it back to Mestel, and it ends up being turned over here by Kearney Catholic. Up the floor with it for the Bison. On the left wing, Sheets passes up the three after missing his last two. Working away around to the right wing. Gaston will fire the three and barely ripple the net. It's up and in, his second of the ball game and the second bucket of the second quarter for McCook. 29-17, Kearney Catholic, 4:40 to go here in the first half. Zach Jackson over to Pierce on the left wing. Jump pass, tried to get it to Williams, but not falling for it was Wallen, and Wallen picks it off. Kearney Catholic's fifth turnover. On the block, they'll get it to Sheets. Sheets on the left corner. Comes out, then throws it back underneath Stagemeyer. Turnaround jumper with the left hand. No good. Offensive rebound. Sheets kicks it out for a three. It's good, and a foul on Williams. They both end up on the floor as he was trying to break his way through the press. And McCook, a chance to scratch their way back in on this one as Brett Bomba hits the three-point bucket and has a chance to make it a four-point play. The second foul on Williams. 29-20. Still 4:14 to go, second quarter. A lot of game. That's one thing about surviving an early barrage. McCook has the whole rest of the game to get back into it. And the first free throw of the night for McCook is on the way. And Bomba off the left, no good. Tipped into the hands of John Masker. And here come the Stars, leading at 29-20, 4:10 to go, first half. Brady Holtmeyer back to Jackson off the screen, doesn't want the three. To Holtmeyer, trying to get the steal is Gaston, couldn't quite grab it. Moore over to John Masker. Well guarded here in the man-to-man. Moore takes it at the 6'10 curl, hits the bottom of the rim on the way up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Gillen, and here comes McCook. They haven't been closer than nine since that 10-0 start. To curl on the block, turnaround jumper. 6'11 junior can't get it to go. Moore will grab the rebound. Stars want to run, just haven't had numbers. Jackson will run over a defender, pull up from 10 and hit it. Zach with a game-high 11 points, and the Stars back on top, 31-20. Both teams not worried about slowing it down at all. McCook's okay with this pace. Stars love it. They want to get up and down the floor. 3:15 to go before half. 11-point lead for the Stars. Here's a jumper from Wallen. 12-footer no good. Zach Jackson the rebound. It's one and done almost every time for McCook. James to the trailer. Jackson a long three for Zach, and it's too strong. Rebound is tipped out to the top of the circle, and McCook has it with Wallen. He'll throw it backwards to Bomba, and now up the floor they go. Wide open is Gaston. He attacks. Shot blocked underneath by Brady Holtmeyer, and a scramble on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of McCook. 2:46 to go here in quarter number two. Give Curl credit for grabbing the ball there for the Bison. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you some score updates, and we'll look at the Lou Platte and Fort Kearney Conference brackets as those tournaments get underway, actually with play-in games in the FKC tomorrow, and more coming up with quarterfinals and play-ins on Monday. Inbounds pass underneath the hoop. They'll go back door, and Kiker on the ball fake will be fouled. Logan will go to the line and shoot two. Tyler Mestel with his first foul. Kiker, a 6'1 senior, looking for his first point of the ball game. And Logan will put it up, and it's no good. Kearney Catholic with 24 points in the first quarter. The concern is they only have seven so far here in the second quarter, but still 2:44 to go. Second free throw, Kiker is up, and it is no good. Missed them both, and the Stars fight for the loose ball, and Mestel has to go to the floor to save it. He'll get it to Jackson. Long outlet pass to Harrison Pierce. To the free throw line, back to Jackson. Fakes the three. Starts the right side of the key. Off the screen, he'll give it back to Pierce. A lot of screen, a roll. Back to Jackson on the right side. They're staying there. Masker down the top of the key. Left-hand dribble. Gives it off of the wing to Mestel. Up top, Holtmeyer. Back to Masker. Left corner, quick three. No good. And an over-the-back foul on Harrison Pierce. Easton Gillen was there for the rebound, and Pierce tried to slap it away from backside and is called for the foul. So for Pierce, that'll be his first and the fourth team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Stars hit five of their first eight from three-point land. Have got them 0 out of their last five. 31-20, Stars lead it by 11. They scored 8 points in the first minute 15 and have had a comfortable lead and have played that way ever since. A lot easier to play when you've got a margin. High post, Gillen puts it on the floor with a dribble, right elbow, no good. Offensive rebound, Curl reaches over the top of everyone, grabs it, and scores. 31-22 with 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Across the timeline, James. Outlet pass gets to Mestel. Mestel back to Master. Master left-hand dribble to the high post, swings it to Bryce James. Three-pointer's going to come up short. Ball deflected. McCook grabs it. Another missed three, and Kiker will have his first rebound here for the Bison. A minute 30 to go in the first half. 31-22, Kearney Catholic up by as many as 13. It's 9 at the moment. Up by as many as 15, and now it's 9. Top of the key with it is Kiker. Logan doesn't want the three. He gives it to Darius Williams, who's in for the first time, trying to lob it into Curl, and Mestel got his hand in the way, tipped it away. Steal made. James up the floor. Mestel's the trailer. He'll take it at the top of the circle, get it to Pierce, and he thought Mestel was going to cut. He didn't. It's stolen away by Lyons. Lyons up the floor. He'll try the contact, just throw it up so that he can get a couple of free throws. Two free throws coming up here for the Bison. And the foul's on Bryce James, his first and the team's fifth. So at the line will be Bryce Lyons. Has a bucket, has not been to the line. With a minute one to go in the half, the free throw is good. McCook slowly getting closer here. 31-23, the Bison 4-12, the Stars 10-7. And winners of five of their last six, the only loss to C2, undefeated and top-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia, who they battled strong for 2.5 quarters and ran out of gas. Second free throw is also good for Lyons, 31-24. So there'll be some pep talk at halftime. This game is not a blowout. Stars will have work to do in the second half. Pierce off the high screen, brings it to the left key, into the corner. They'll go to James against the man-to-man here, the Bison. 45 seconds, spin move. Pierce draws the double team, kicks it baseline. Holtmeyer, he'll draw a double team, and now open for the three is Mestel, and Tyler will hit it. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Tyler Mestel. It breaks a string of six straight misses from outside the arc, and it is 34-24. Kearney Catholic, 30 seconds to go. Wallen brings it into the front court, looking for another bucket before halftime. Top of the key with 20. Dribbling in place. He'll fire it over on the left side to Gaston. Gaston guarded by Pierce. And some miscommunication. Ball got away, but McCook's able to run it down to the backside with 11 seconds. Hand it off to Bryce Lyons. Lyons dribbles into the right wing. Force a shot here. They get it to Curl. He's got a nice look, and he'll score. It didn't look pretty, but they eventually got it into the 6'10 junior in Luke with his second bucket of the ball game. Halftime in his boys-only non-conference game at Cope Gymnasium tonight. C1 Kearney Catholic leading Class B McCook at the half by a score of 34-26. So after the 10-0 start by the Stars, McCook has hung in there gamely, and they'll have to chip away at that lead more in the second half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. It is halftime, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, your score, the Kearney Catholic boys leading McCook by a score of 34-26. There is plenty of action going on here. The Lucky Stars entertaining at the half. The Pep Band here as well. And we've got basketball on our network of stations tonight, including Kearney High and Grand Island currently battling on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And on 1230 AM KHAS, the St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic boys in the Centennial Conference semifinals. Now tomorrow, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will get underway with a pair of girls and boys games. Here's what's going on first off for the girls. It will be Loomis at SEM in both a girls and boys doubleheader starting at 6. And then at Overton, it will be the girls playing Elwood at 6 and the boys playing Eustace Farnham at 7:30. The girls' quarterfinals are Monday night. Axtell is the top seed, and Elm Creek is the number 2 seed. So at Axtell Monday night, the 4 and 5, Amherst and Eustace Farnham will play at 6, and then Axtell will play the SEM Loomis winner at 7:30. And at Elm Creek on Monday night, it'll be Wilcox, Hildreth, and Pleasanton at 6. Elm Creek will take on the Overton Elwood winner at 7:30. Overton beat Elwood by 5 earlier this month. The boys' quarterfinals in the FKC will be played on Tuesday night. Wilcox Hildreth is the top seed. Amherst is the second seed. In Wilcox on Tuesday night, the 4 and 5, and this should be a dandy. Elwood and Elm Creek will play at 6. Elwood hasn't made the conference semifinals for a number of years, even last year when they made the state tournament. And they've got a solid record this year, but Elm Creek is healthy. Elm Creek made the state tournament last year as well. That battle will be at 6. And then Wilcox Hildreth will host the Loomis SEM winner at 7:30. In Amherst on Tuesday night, the 6 o'clock game will be Axtell and Pleasanton. And we will have that for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Remember, that was a dandy on the season opener. Pleasanton at home had the lead. Axtell scored the final 16 points to win it by 2, so a rematch at 6. And then Amherst will play the Overton Eustace Farnham winner at 7:30. So again, those two games Tuesday night from Amherst will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The semifinals and finals next week will be at the Viero Event Center, the girls Thursday, the boys Friday, and then the consolation and championship games on Saturday, all on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As far as the Lou Platte Conference Tournament goes, on the girls' side, Monday night, you've got a doubleheader in Loup City. The Arcadia Loup City girls will play Gibbon at 6:15, and the boys will play Centura at 8. Also on Monday, Donovan Trumbull at the Wood River girls at 7. St. Paul at the Gibbon boys also at 7 o'clock. Then all of the LPC quarters are played on Tuesday. For the girls, Kearney Catholic will host the Wood River Donovan Trumbull winner at 7. Ord will host Ravenna at 6:15. Adams Central will host St. Paul at 6:15. And the Centura girls will host the Arcadia Loup City Gibbon winner at 7 o'clock. The semifinals are next Friday, and those are at Adams Central with the championship girls game next Saturday at 6. For the boys, the quarterfinals on Tuesday night, the top seed Adams Central will host the Centura Arcadia Loup City winner at 8. The 4-5 game, Ravenna hosting Kearney Catholic, and we'll have that Tuesday night at 7 right here on Classic Hits. Ord will host Donovan Trumbull at 8, and Wood River will host the Gibbons-St. Paul boys, two teams that gave them trouble to the final 2 minutes of the game. So no cakewalk there. The boys' semis are next Thursday and championship next Saturday at 4, all here on Classic Hits. Halftime, it is McCook trailing on the road to the Kearney Catholic Stars, 34-26. And we'll look at the numbers after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted. At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First off, for McCook, Peyton Stagemeyer, 6 points all in the first quarter, one rebound. Brett Bamba has 2 3-pointers for his 6 points. Caleb Sheets has a rebound. Bryce Lyons, 4 points. Logan Kiker, a rebound. Greg Gaston has a pair of 3-pointers for his 6-point total. Travis Wallen, 4 rebounds. Easton Gillen, 3 rebounds. And Luke Curl, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 2 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter where the Bison were 2 of 5. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first quarter. And 2 of 4 in the second quarter of play. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 3 in the second. No foul trouble for McCook, who had 12 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second at the half. The Bison have 26 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James has a pair of 3-pointers for his 6 points. Tyler Mestel, a pair of 3-pointers for his 6 points. He's got 3 rebounds. Matt Masker, 3 rebounds. Zach Jackson has a game-high 11 points and 4 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, the team's leading scorer, has not scored in the game. He has 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. John Masker has a rebound, and he is one of the leading scorers as well. Harrison Pierce, 7 points and a rebound. Cam Moore hit a pair of free throws. He's got 2 points and a rebound, and Nathan Williams has 2 points. Kearney Catholic had 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 4 of 7 in the first, 2 of 8 in the second. And turnovers, 2 in the first, 4 in the second. Nathan Williams, the only player with 2 fouls. 24 points in the first quarter, but just 10 in the second. And at the half, Kearney Catholic, 34 points, 15 rebounds. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 6 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. And at the half, 10 and 7, Class C1 Kearney Catholic, leading Class B 4-12 McCook by a score of 34-26. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPrep.com. Doug Duda with you. Jeff Ekstrom, Stacy Johns back at the studio, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter up 34-26. They'll post up Masker, back cut to Pierce. He can't catch it. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover, Kearney Catholic trying to get a little too much done in such a tight space down to the baseline. So it goes over to McCook, and a bucket or two here by McCook to start the third quarter, and we've got ourselves a ball game. They were down by as many as 15. The lead now is at 8. Again, the Stars scored the first 10. Kearney Catholic putting on some zone trap pressure, dribbling about a third of the way up, and then throwing over the top. They'll get it to the hands of Gaston out of the wing. A 3-pointer. It is good for Caleb Sheets, his first bucket of the ball game, the 5th 3 of the night. And McCook has cut it to 5, 34-29. Masker will dribble to the high post, hand it off to Mestel. Stars will have to find some two-point buckets now. They hit a lot of threes. Holtmeyer swings it over to Mestel. Tyler, he'll shoot the three. It is in and out off the glass and no good. Rebound brought down Stagemeyer, his second. And a bucket here makes it a one-possession game. McCook gets it to Lyons. Jump stop in the lane, takes the shot, and Mestel blocks it off of him and out of bounds. And let's see what the call is going to be, if it's a jump ball or if it's Kearney Catholic ball. I think the official maybe called a jump. He had to get out of the way because they were crashing into him. And our official, Jim Langan, was going to see if he needed help on that one. Langan Higgins O'Day. And it looks like they call it a block shot. Kearney Catholic will get the ball into the corner. Transition three. Masker, his first of the ball game. John knocks down the seventh three of the contest for Kearney Catholic. 37-29. We've had 12 made threes so far tonight. 36 of our 30 of our 67 points, 66 points underneath. Nice pass to Stangemeyer, and he'll lay it up and in. He was right there on the right block, and they were able to get it to him quickly. 37-31, Kearney Catholic, 6:20 to go here in the third. Mestel against the man-to-man. Skip pass over to Pierce. Walked with a basketball. They let it go on a jump stop. Masker back out top to Pierce. Harrison drives baseline. Cut off. Has to skip it back out. Got into trouble. The ball's loose on the floor. Kearney Catholic turned it over. I didn't know if McCook was ever going to pick it up. And when they do, the outlet pass is through the hands of Sheets and out of bounds to the Bison. We'll give it right back. 2 minutes into the second half. Stars up by six, 37-31, and they've got the basketball. Zach Jackson leads the way with 11 points. 8 points for Stangemeyer leads McCook. Pierce guarded out here all by himself by Bryce Lyons. Now up top to Jackson. Drives right side of the key. Kicks it out to Masker. Left-hand dribble into the paint. The leaner from eight. No good. Rebound Stangemeyer. McCook starting to do a little bit of everything better, including hit the boards. Up the right sideline, tiptoeing to stay in, is Bryce Lyons. Now he'll dish the ball out for another three. Sheets, and that is just short. Rebound comes out long to Holtmeyer. Tipped out of his hands, but the Stars grab it. To Masker. Back to the trailer, Pierce. Jackson up top. Swing it over to Mestel, left-hand corner. Quickly there, defensively, is Sheets all the way to the other corner. Masker fakes the three, drives in, got fouled, put it up and in. All in one continuous motion while he's sailing through the air. And John Masker has all 5 points for the Stars here in the third quarter after being shut out in the first half. The foul's on Bryce Lyons, his second, the first of the half. And multiple subs again. Matt Masker, Cam Moore, Bryce James, Nathan Williams, and John Masker shooting the free throws will stay in. For the Bison, Easton Gillen will check in. And the free throw by Masker is up and setting on the rim, no good. Stangemeyer with his third rebound of the quarter. We haven't even played 3 minutes. 39-31, Kearney Catholic. Gillen against the double team in the backcourt will make a 5-foot bounce pass. Bomba fires it into the front court. Back to Gillen, the trailer, up and under. Nice move for the bucket. Easton Gillen, only 5'8 and a sophomore, got in there amongst the taller defenders. Put a good ball fake on him and was able to squeeze through the double team. Masker top of the circle. One dribble, shake and bake, nothing to Moore right wing. Off the screen, Moore gives it up to Masker, into the left-hand corner to James. Williams trying to post up, but it's too jammed. Back out to Masker. Moore top of the circle, starts to dribble in, back to Williams. Good defense by McCook to Masker. He'll take the quick three. It is no good this time. Rebound, a three-way fight, the jump ball. It will be McCook ball, though. Brett Bomba in there tied up with Cam Moore. 4:23 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic, 39. McCook, 33. Stars scored 24 in the first quarter. And in a quarter and a half, haven't been able to get to that total yet. Just 15 since, as McCook has made a move. Up the floor, Greg Gaston, outlet pass to Gillen. Underneath, there's Stangemeyer again. No good, might have been partially blocked. Offensive rebound, though, a rarity here. And Bomba has it. He'll kick it back out, and they'll restart. Gillen gets it into the hands of Gaston. Greg right back inside. Stangemeyer, nice move. Blocking foul, layup, good. And a chance at a three-point play here for Peyton Stangemeyer. One thing about playing up a class in Class B, they're going to run into teams that have taller lineups. The Stars are a very short Class C team, or any team. And so some success now inside. The foul on Bryce James will be his second. First of the half on the Stars. Stangemeyer now with 10 points and waiting to shoot his free throw here as the subs get settled in. The lefty puts it up and in. Peyton Stangemeyer, 5 in the quarter, 6 in the first. That gives him 11 total, and it's 39-36. This is as close as McCook has been since the opening possession of the game when the Stars buried a 3. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Pierce on the left wing, off a couple of screens up top, Jackson. Jackson to James on the left wing. Looks inside, gets to Matt Masker, backs into the double team, back out to Pierce. to Moore, a little three-foot pass back to Pierce. To James, off the screen right side. Good switch there defensively by McCook up to Matt Master. Fakes the three, comes into the lane, throws up a one-hander. Not a good one as it hit the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Lyons. A three would actually tie it. Kearney Catholic has all their timeouts. And in a game that looked like it was going to be a blowout early, they are down to a three-point lead. Into Stagemeyer, a reach-in foul on Cam Moore before the shot is made. That'll be the first on Moore. 3:11 to go. And third quarter, Tyler Mestel will return for the Stars, and here comes Luke Curl. He's the 6'10 junior in for McCook. The Bison will throw it in underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane with Curl on the right elbow. They'll dump it into the right-hand corner here for Kiker. Post up Curl. He's right there. Turn around one-hander. Won't go, though. Doesn't have a real soft hands, but he's a big fella. The rebound brought down by Matt Masker, his fourth. Long three. Zach Jackson cannot get it to go. Curl is all by himself to grab the defensive board. And the Stars struggling. Only 5 points in the quarter, and they came early from Master. Here's Lyons on the left side of the key. Good crossover. Blows by Pierce and got fouled as he goes to the hoop. Kearney Catholic fans didn't like it as his shot hit the bottom of the rim, and our official says that's because he was shoved. Matt Masker with his first personal foul, third team foul. And Bryce Lyons now to shoot a pair, 2 of 2 in the first half, but this one is short. Greg Gaston, Caleb Sheets in for the Bison, Brady Holtmeyer, who still has yet to score in the game for Kearney Catholic, averaging over 11 points a game, will re-enter, and they've got to get him going because this offense, if they aren't hitting threes, they're hurting, and that's what's going on right now. Second free throw, Lyons is up and in. He's got five. It's a two-point game, 39-37. Kearney Catholic, they've led the old way, but they need a bucket or two here. They're ice cold over the last 3 minutes. And Bryce James will walk it up. The energy has kind of been sucked out of the building now. The Stars have been stagnant offensively. James drives into the triple team. Jackson, a quick three in the corner. It's short. 1 of 5 in the quarter from outside. Rebound grabbed by Easton Gillen. Up the floor with a chance to tie or possibly take their first lead of the game. It's Gaston, open three, and it's in and out, no good. Curl over the back. They're going to call the foul. It was a late whistle, but it was the right call as Matt Masker was in there for the board. For Luke Curl, his first personal foul. Second team foul. Get an update on the Kearney High and Grand Island girls game for you here in just a moment as it's winding down on ESPN Radio. The boys will follow. Of course, remember, Grand Island, the huge comeback a couple of weeks ago to beat the Kearney boys in overtime. 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. Here's Holtmeyer, spin move up and under. Curl got a hand on it. He gets it back, and Curl fouls him. So Brady Holtmeyer, for the first time, gets real aggressive to the rack. Draws the foul, second on Curl. Two free throws coming up for Holtmeyer. Brady on the season from the free throw line. Struggles 46% and has struggled even more here really kind of during this winning streak. He did pretty good in the first month of the season as the free throw is no good. Second free throw on the way, and it's good, and the Stars finally get their 40th point of the basketball game. They scored again 24 points in the first quarter. They've got 16 total since then in 14 minutes. Up the floor quickly, looking at the three, not taking it as Sheets. McCook will bring it between the circles. Gillen will put it on his right hip, hold the basketball, let everybody get set. Bounce pass right side. They're trying to get it into Curl. He's defended by the freshman, Matt Masker. They've got to get the ball to Curl. That is a monumental mismatch. Instead, back up top, it is stolen away by Tyler Mestel, and then he lost the ball at the other end as Gillen got back on good defense. So teams exchange turnovers, and McCook will get it back into backcourt. A minute and a half to go here in quarter number three. Back in Stagemeyer for McCook. He is their leading scorer with 11 points. Pressure in the backcourt. Stars really getting after him. McCook throws over the top. They'll get it to Gillen into the front court. He'll find the trailer in Sheets. Sheets almost looking to draw the double team to Gillen, who's wide open, comes into the lane. The one-hand floater from eight, no good. Matt Masker will grab his team-high sixth rebound. Off to Bryce James, front court right side. to Jackson, who dribbles out to the corner to Mestel on the post. Masker, turnaround, left-hand jumper, tough shot. Stars have taken some bad shots here in this second, third quarter. And we've got an over-the-back foul called on Brady Holtmeyer as Peyton Stagemeyer grabbed the rebound. 1:02 to go in the third. John Masker will come in. Mestel will check out. Pierce will check in. Matt Masker will check out. 40-37, Kearney Catholic. Looking to go 11-7 and get the sixth out of the last seven wins before the conference tournament. That's going to be a brutal one. Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, two solid basketball teams, but someone's going to take a lot of time off after Tuesday. On the left wing, Greg Gaston. His three-pointer blocked from the side and out of bounds by Zach Jackson. So McCook will get it again, but a nice defensive play by the Kearney Catholic senior. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. 40-37. Ball up top. They'll get it to Lyons. Lobs it inside to Stagemeyer before he can get the shot away. He is grabbed. They haven't really got the ball into that spot very much, and Harrison Pierce will be whistled for his second foul, fifth team foul on the Stars. We'll do it again. McCook looks corner, not there. Up top to Lyons. Left of the arc, he'll dribble into the paint. Back to the basket, kick it back out top to Gaston. Lobs it inside, Stagemeyer 6 feet away. Turnaround jumper, no good. They wanted a foul on the Bison bench, didn't get it. Rebound brought down by Jackson. They may have had a case there too. The Stars just kind of all converged on the shooter, and the Stars will pull it out. With 20 seconds to go, Kearney Catholic will hold on to the lead going into the fourth quarter, but their offense, after what they did in the first quarter, has done a complete 180. Just 6 points so far in the quarter. 10 seconds, they put it in motion. Harrison Pierce loses his defender right wing up to Jackson. 4 seconds, he'll come down the lane, lost the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touch by McCook off of Travis Wallen. 2.5 to go. Stars will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Pierce to throw it in. Nobody's covering Jackson. Zach Jackson's wide open, but they go to James Bryce for three. It is good. It's a big call there at the end of the corner, and the Stars convert. James with a three-pointer in each quarter. And after three, Kearney Catholic 43, McCook 37. You're listening to Friday Night Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom and Stacy Johns back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda as we head to the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic will get the ball here. The boys up by six. But they were outscored 11-9 in a less-than-stellar third quarter. Stars hit a three at the buzzer just to get 9 points. Almost stolen away. Plenty of people in the lane. Pierce better get out of there. Kicks it to the corner. Masker dishes it to Holtmeyer. He'll put it up and draw the foul inside. Brady Holtmeyer to the line to shoot two. He's got just 1 point in the game. Turnovers are 9 apiece. Three-point shooting. McCook is 5 of 13. Kearney Catholic is 8 of 21. The foul is on Peyton Stagemeyer, his first. The free throw by Holtmeyer is good. 44-37, Kearney Catholic still led by Zach Jackson, all 11 points in the first half, 9 for Bryce James. Second free throw is good. Holtmeyer hits them both. With those two, Kearney Catholic's 5 of 8 at the line, 4 of 8 for McCook. McCook is led by Stagemeyer with 11. And then Gaston and Bombaugh have each hit two threes, and they're next with 6 points apiece. Wall into the front court, avoids the trap. Stars extending the defense, trying to overplay the ball. See if their defense can get something going, and Zach Jackson just bumped into the ball handler. First foul on Zach. But it is the sixth team foul. So the rest of the way after this, McCook shooting free throws. Four have been called on the Bison. McCook ball inbound by their bench, and they'll get it in closely here to Sheets. Stars man-to-man. McCook trying to spread the floor. Handed off to Bryce Lyons. Lyons between the circles, guarded by Bryce James. James got the good defense on. McCook having trouble getting the ball close to the three-point arc, and the ball knocked away. A timeout going to be called before it is. McCook will call a timeout. They'll have three remaining. Kearney Catholic has all of theirs remaining. 7:02 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Kearney Catholic 47, 45, and McCook 37.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
After the 30-second timeout, we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. McCook will have the basketball, trailing by 8, 45-37. They trailed the whole way. Pierce went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Ripping it back is Caleb Sheets. Inside, Stagemeyer steps between the double team, hits the tough jumper. Little one-hand leaner there, and Stagemeyer now with 13. 45-39 Stars, 6:40 to go in the game. McCook will host Lexington tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will be at Ravenna in the Luplat quarterfinals on Tuesday here on Classic Hits. Holtmeyer, stagger dribble against Stagemeyer. Gives it off to Pierce. Free throw line jumper up and in. Harrison, who had 7 in the first quarter, a couple off transition steals, gets one here. He's got 9. McCook almost a 5-second count getting it in, but once they do, they break the pressure to Wallen, and instead of going forward, he turned back and threw it right into the teeth to Caleb Sheets. Sheets gets across the timeline and jump pass to Kiker. Or excuse me, that is not Kiker. Kiker's not in yet. Lyons inside, the ball stripped out of the hands of Gaston. Ball's loose. McCook's 10th turnover, one-on-one at the other end. James to the trailer. Jackson wasn't expecting it. Missed it, but Masker takes it away and makes the layup. There were two McCook Bison. They looked at each other for the rebound, and Masker said, "Thank you very much." And it's 49-39. The Stars now back up by 10 after McCook had cut it to 2. 5:40 to go. Wallen with it. Left elbow into the corner. They'll get a 3 away, and it is no good. McCook could have used one there. And Harrison Pierce will get the Sheets miss. Up the floor he'll come. Hand it off to Bryce James, right wing. Looking in the paint, there's absolutely nobody in there. Into the corner, Jackson. Ball fake, drives baseline. Looks for somebody to kick it to. McCook knew it was coming, and it's stolen away by Gaston. Great defense there by the Bison. Kearney Catholics run that enough that they knew what was coming. Kearney High girls were still trailing Grand Island in the fourth quarter by 4 at last check. Try and get a final on that for you. Here's another 3 from the left-hand corner. Again, it is no good by Sheets. Zach Jackson with his 6th rebound. And a foul trying to steal it in the backcourt here on McCook. And it'll be on Caleb Sheets, his 2nd. 15 foul. Tyler Mestel coming in for Kearney Catholic. Cam Moore. Nathan Williams for McCook. Bomba, Curl, and Gillen. And staying on the floor, Harrison Pierce. And Zach Jackson for Kearney Catholic, leading it 49-39 with 4:50 to go in our basketball game. Working it around to the middle of the circle. They'll get it to Williams. Back over on the left wing. Holding the ball. Cam Moore now. Skip pass to Cam in the right corner. Back up top, Jackson. Kearney High and Grand Island have just went to overtime in the girls' game. Very big surprise. Grand Island bringing it to Kearney tonight. Kearney easily handled them 2 weeks ago. Cam Moore just holding the ball. Nobody's guarding him because Curl is the man, and Curl's just standing in the paint. Moore's 30 feet away from the hoop. They're just rotating everybody else through, and that clock continues to run. Over to the right side. 3-pointer on the way. Pierce, it's short, and rebound brought down by Wallen. And up the floor Here they come for McCook, but now they need to get going. Time's starting to be a factor. Kick it out for an open three, but not taking it. Bonbon, instead he drives and kicks it back out top to Wallen. Bonbon, now he'll take the three, and it's no good. Curl, too big. He gets the offensive rebound and scores. Luke's just too big at 6'10". Great job in there to get the bucket, but only the second bucket of the fourth quarter for McCook. 3.5 to go. 49-41 Stars. He scored 24 in the first quarter. Foul out front going to be called on Easton Gillen, his second, sixth team foul. Don't forget when we're all done, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in, just trying to take care of the basketball and another foul. We'll see if that's McCook's strategy here. A lot of time left. Foul called on Greg Gaston. And both teams now will be in the bonus. With 3:24 to go here in the ball game, a 1-1 coming up for Brady Holtmeyer. And although his free throw percentage isn't great, he is 3-for-4. But Holtmeyer's not got a bucket. And I'm pretty sure this is the first game all year that he hasn't got at least one field goal. And that may change with 3:24 to go. But this game's not over. Stars are going to have to hit some free throws. Front end of the 1-1 for Holtmeyer. It's up. It's good. Brady will get the bonus. 50-41. Nice crowd on hand tonight. Boys only. Lady Stars took one on the chin last night to a very good Guardian Angels team who played very well. Maybe their best game of the year last night. Beat the Stars. Second free throw good, as the Lady Stars will be home here Tuesday as the top seed in the girls' tournament. Pressure out of the backcourt. Greg Gaston throws over the top of it, gets it into the front court, driving baseline, throwing it underneath. Stagemeyer's there, waits to draw the foul, does, and scores. Stagemeyer saw two guys running at him, says, you know what, I know you're going to foul me, I'll just wait till you get here. And Peyton Stagemeyer, with a game-high 15 points, will go to the line where he is 1-of-1 tonight. Second foul on Matt Masker. Free throw up, and it is no good, though. And a rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. 3:10 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 51 and McCook 43. The Stars scored the first 10 points, led all the way. They had the lead cut to 2, but then put it out to 10 as Holtmeyer's turnaround jumper is no good. Ball squirts out of bounds, going for the rebound, and it'll go to McCook. McCook has 3 timeouts remaining and a jump ball arrow headed their way should we get a tie-up. But down 8, they need to get closer here with 2:57 remaining. Stars pressure. Boy, wide open is Stagemeyer. Gillen dribbles it up the floor, though. Back out, faking the 3. Wallen drops step to the high post and hands it off to Bamba. And you can see maybe a little bit of why McCook struggles. Here's a long 3 off the heel, no good by Gaston. And the rebound will be run down by Bryce James, his first of the game. They had a couple of opportunities to attack the hoop and then took a tough 3. James up the floor, people all over him. He'll finally get rid of it to Matt Masker. And McCook's not being shy about it. They're putting a lot of hand checks out there. So a 1-1 coming up for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stagemeyer with his second foul. And at the line, Matt Masker. Masker has not scored, has not attempted a free throw, and ready to put up the front end of the 1-1. It is no good, too strong. Rebound brought down by Bryce Lyons, and he'll give it off to Gillen. Easton in trouble. Did he step out or did he get fouled? He got fouled. Harrison Pierce trying to bump him into the Kearney Catholic bench, and that is exactly what you don't need, fouling McCook 70 feet away from the hoop and giving him free throws. But the Stars are always aggressive. They're going to stay after it. And at the line is Easton Gillen. Hasn't been to the line. Has one bucket. 2:21 to go. Front end of the 1-1. It's good. So Gillen will get the bonus. 51-44. Stars were up 34-26 at the half. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Gillen hits them both, And it's 51-45, full court pressure, McCook. Pierce gets it over to Mestel. Skip past James into the front court, two-on-one. Jackson to the trailer. Holtmeyer, left-handed layup, good. And Brady with his first field goal of the game has six in the quarter, seven in the game, 53-45. Into the front court, Bryce Lyons for McCook. We have 2 minutes to go. Lyons hands it off to Bamba. Swings it over on the wing. In is Williams. His three is all net and a timeout. Darius Williams' first bucket of the ball game. 1:55 remains in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC, 5348, Kearney Catholic.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Out of the timeout, full court pressure by McCook. They've cut it to five, a minute 55 to go. Zach Jackson against the double team. Over to James, he's wide open. Better get across the timeline, though, and Jackson finally does. Boy, that was close to a 10-second call. It was all a nine before they got it across, and now a foul will be called, stopping the clock with 1:43 to go. It's the ninth foul on McCook, so it's still a 1-1, the first on Brett Bamba. Nobody in any trouble. In fact, nobody from McCook has more than two fouls. The only player with three for Kearney Catholic is Harrison Pierce. Kearney High and Grand Island girls are in overtime on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, followed by the boys. 1-1, Zach Jackson. Good. He had 9 points in the first quarter, two in the second, and that's his first point since then. He now has a dozen. He is still the leading scorer for the Stars. Second free throw, Jackson. And it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound grab by Gillen. It's a two-possession game. Outlet pass nearly stolen away. Stars do not want to foul. James bodying up on Wallen. Wallen needs to fire it up the floor. Does get it to Gillen. On the wing, chance at a three. On the way, Sheets, but it's too strong. And Zach Jackson goes high to tip the rebound to himself because the position was there for McCook. They're late getting back, but Pierce decides to pull it out and run clock. He could have tried to thread the needle to Brady Holtmeyer. Jackson at midcourt gets it to Pierce, and they'll foul him with 1:13 to go. Caleb Sheets got a good look at a three. You can see the Stars coaching staff going, oh, no. But it wouldn't go for him that time. Foul on Wallen, we should say, his second. But it is the 10th team foul, so now Kearney Catholic will be shooting two every time. Harrison Pierce with a solid 9-point performance tonight, goes to the line for the first time, and the first one is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Stars can salt it away from the charity stripe, but they are only a 58% shooting team. Pierce, 54%. Mestel, really the only player with any good numbers at 70%. A lot of guys around 60. The second free throw is good. So Pierce hits 1 of 2. He's got 10 points, 55-48. McCook to throw it in as there's a sub, so they'll get set, drop it into Gillen. He'll let it bounce a couple times in, grab it against Bryce James. Gillen up the floor. He will not be the one to shoot it. He has just one bucket in the game. That came on a steal. Up top to Wallen. Minute 5 to go. Try to get it down low, Stagemeyer. Ball's knocked away. Got it back. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Up and in. And Peyton now has 6 in the quarter and 17 in the game. 55-50. McCook does not use a timeout. They've got 2 remaining. 50 seconds to go. Holtmeyer into the front court. Hustles, stops, gives it to Messel. That's who they want to have it. And then he is, well, I thought a foul. It looked like they clubbed him, but they must have hit the ball. And out of bounds it goes. That's the call. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball on the baseline. 41 seconds to go. McCook could use a steal. Stars put everybody out top. and throw it all the way out to midcourt. McCook didn't chase him there, and they'll just come right out and foul Zach Jackson. Greg Gaston with his second personal foul. Zach is one of two at the line, was just there moments ago. On the season, Jackson is a 60% free throw shooter. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming up. Free throw is up, and it is in for Jackson. 56-50, Kearney Catholic. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Jackson hits them both. Stars sub to get their defense set. 39 seconds to go. McCook has hit 6 3-pointers tonight, but just 1 of 5 in the quarter, and up the floor with it is Gillen. Easton with a left-hand dribble. They're scoring a little bit better tonight than they had recently. To Gaston, pull-up jumper from 12. He hit it in a quick timeout. Greg Gatson hits the jumper, and Gaston now has 8 points in the ball game. So McCook hanging around, but will they run out of time? 30 seconds remain in our game. Kearney Catholic has the ball and a 57-52 lead over the Bison here on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school sports throughout the season. Enjoy your Saturday, and then it is conference tournament time. District Wrestling Heartland Hoops Classic a couple of weeks away, and then we will be into postseason basketball and state tournament action. It is a heck of a next 6 weeks coming up as the postseason is right around the corner. 57-52, Kearney Catholic will have to inbound it in the backcourt. They've got a 5-point lead. 30 seconds to go. McCook, one timeout remaining. Masker, trouble getting it in, and calls a timeout. That is actually their first timeout of the game, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 30 seconds remain here. 57-52 is your score, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic with the ball and a 5-point lead out of the timeout. Masker to try and throw it in again. Along the baseline, finally finds Zach Jackson, and he'll be fouled quickly by Easton Gillen, his third. And we'll walk to the other end. Just a second and a half runs off the clock. Jackson made 2 just a moment ago. Trying to ice it away here. And the first free throw now for Zach. Doesn't take long. He puts it up and in. So 4 out of 5 here in the quarter for Zach Jackson. 58-52. Second free throw coming up. Kearney Catholic doesn't even put anybody on the free throw lane. So any miss would most likely go to McCook. But there's no miss. Jackson knocks it home. 59-52. And now McCook's going to have to start thinking threes. Gillen drives into the paint, turns, kicks it out. They had a 3-look. Wallen decides to take it in for the layup, and he draws the foul. Boy, he about had it the old-fashioned way. His scoop shot wouldn't crawl over the cylinder. And Brady Holtmeyer, his second foul, will send Travis Wallen to the line. Hadn't scored in the game. Hasn't attempted a free throw. 21 seconds remain. 59-52. The first one is on the way, and it is no good. So time has about run out here on the Bison. Second free throw now. Taking his time, putting it up. It is good. So Wallen gets his first point, 59-53. McCook subs in so that they can get pressure on. Stars to throw it in, Jackson. And he finds Brady Holtmeyer, fouled immediately. It's an NBA game right now. foul, shoot free throws, and then try and score and foul again. Bryce Lyons with his third. Holtmeyer has hit his last five free throws. 6 of his 7 points are here in the fourth quarter. Again, if you joined us late, Kearney Catholic scored the first 10 points of the game, up by as many as 15. McCook eventually cut it to 2 in the third quarter, but never did tie or take the lead, and they've been playing catch-up all night long. The free throw by Holtmeyer is good. Don't forget a triple header of college basketball, including Duke, Virginia, tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and complete Super Bowl coverage Sunday with the game kicking off at 5:30. Holtmeyer's second free throw, no good. Rebound by Caleb Sheets, 20 seconds to go. Sheets up the floor, needs somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Gillen. Gillen, they guard the three-point line. Here's a 26-foot three-pointer. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. And the Stars did the right thing with their defense. They were going to give up any layup. Stars will sub here. But McCook is not going to foul, I don't think. They're going to go stand at half court. Kearney Catholic will just throw it in, and they'll pick up their 11th win of the season and 6th out of their last 7 into Bryce James. He'll hold it. And a valiant effort, but the Bison just fell behind too much too quickly. And the final score, Kearney Catholic 60 and McCook 53. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming your way after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew as we have wrapped up our high school basketball here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. The Kearney Catholic Stars winning it by a score of 60-53. It's time for the postgame show brought to you by our friends at New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look now at the final number for McCook. They had a 5-game losing streak snap last Saturday, and now they hope to beat Lexington tomorrow so that they can avoid another losing streak as they fall to 4-13. They had a total of 9 players score. Darius Williams came in, got a late 3 for him. That's his total. Peyton Stagemeyer led the way, 17 points, 5 rebounds. Brett Bombaugh, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Caleb Sheets, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Bryce Lyons, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Logan Kiker had 1 rebound. Greg Gaston had 8 points. Travis Wallen, 1.5 rebounds. Easton Gillen, 4 points, 5 rebounds. And Luke Curl, 6 points, 5 rebounds. I had the Bison for 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half and 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half and 2 of 9 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 7 in the first half. Just 3 in the second half for McCook. The Bison had 26 points at halftime, 27 in the second half. It's actually a good night for McCook from the field, scoring more than their season average this evening, especially what they've been able to do since the Christmas break. But they fall tonight, 53 points, 27 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line, 6 of 19 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers. McCook now 4-13. They will be hosting Lexington tomorrow. And then next week they're at Ogallala for their only game. They still have Gehring, Northwest, and Cozad before the end of the season. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the New West post-game show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Back in the New West, Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game report. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Here's a look at the final numbers I had for Kearney Catholic tonight. They had a total of 8 players score. Bryce James hit 3 threes for 9 points and 1 rebound. Tyler Mestel had a couple of threes in the first half, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Matt Masker, 6 rebounds. Zach Jackson led the way tonight for the Stars, 16 points, team high 7 rebounds and a block. Brady Holtmeyer, 8 points. 7 of those were in the fourth quarter. He had just one field goal with 6 of 8 from the line. 8 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. John Masker, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 10 points. 7 of those came in the first quarter. He had 2 rebounds. Cam Moore, 2 points and a rebound. Nathan Williams had 2 points. I had Kearney Catholic for 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 12 of 18 in the second half, including 11 of 15 in the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 6 of 15 in the first half, and they were 2 of 7 in the second half from three-point land. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Kearney Catholic, 34 points at halftime, 26 in the second half, and they finish with 60 points, 27 rebounds. 14 out of 21 at the free throw line, 8 of 22 from three-point land. 3 block shots, 10 turnovers. The Kearney Catholic Stars improved to 11-7, winning their 6th of their last 7 games with a 60-53 victory. Up next for Kearney Catholic, they will take on Ravenna in another rivalry matchup. It's fun for us fans, but I know Ravenna and Kearney Catholic would like to face somebody else with a chance to make it into the conference semifinals. That's Tuesday at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Of course, the Stars with that big comeback from 16 down to win at Ravenna on the second week of the season in December. We're joined now by the head coach, Scott Carlin. And, Coach, congratulations. It looked like it was going to be a runaway, and then not so much the ball quit going in the bucket, but it got a little more conservative. McCook changed a couple of things, changed the style of the ball game.
Yeah, you know, I thought the first quarter especially, we shot the ball extremely well. And then after that, we kind of stopped going inside to out and taking the easy looks. It was, well, it's swinging around the perimeter. Okay, it's my turn to shoot. I'm going to just chuck away. And anytime we do that, it kind of lowered our percentages. And we had to definitely find other ways to score there. And I thought we did because we didn't shoot the ball near as well, especially after that first quarter.
McCook came in, you forced 3 turnovers in the first 3 possessions. You hit your first 3 shots or on your first 3 possessions. I mean, it's 8-0, a minute 15 into the game. McCook has to call a timeout. You don't have to say much over there, but you're crossing your fingers that that continues.
Yeah, you know, we thought we could pressure these guys. You know, we have some guys that are extremely quick and like to pressure the ball, and they probably did a little bit better job, and we got to do a better job of waiting to run and jump on some people because we were running from too far away, and then they would just lob over top of us because it was easy to see from 20 feet away. And then guys had their feet set, and they were able to hit some shots and make it a lot more interesting.
Again, it's balanced tonight, but Zach and Harrison got out and got going. Zach's right there, second leading scorer. But you were able to do it tonight without Brady Holtmeyer offensively. He hit some free throws late, which always helped, no doubt about it. But when you put up 60 points and Brady has one field goal, it shows that some of the other guys are starting to score. And, boy, you were looking for this so much in December.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about having to be able to score in the half court and not just relying on one or two guys to do everything and thing, and this is kind of what we needed, you know. We need some other guys to maybe play a little more even keel for us and stuff like that, so it's not 10 points tonight, tomorrow we get zero out of them and stuff like that. But, yeah, it definitely kind of shows that it's nice to have some balance on the team.
What does a game like this do when you step up? You play a Class B McCook team. I think even McCook would say, you know what, we compare with upper C1 teams. We're not a huge Class B team. And last year when they beat you in a close game at their place, they were just above 500, and then they kind of struggled after your game. What does it do to play a team like that?
Well, you know, it's just such a different style. You know, we play so many teams around here that they're going to try to run with us at times, or they're going to definitely have the one or two guys where these guys are kind of halfway trying to slow it down at times. And I think that different style is good for us to see, because we definitely know there's some teams down the stretch, if we want to make a run, that are going to slow it down against us.
McCook makes the run. You're up by as many as 15. They get it all the way down to 2. When you struggle to score, they were balanced. I mean, it's 12, 14, 11, 16. They were balanced and got a little bit above their season average. But then you went on a run to put it away. That's something that when you guys were battling around 500 before this run here of 6 of 7, you weren't always able to do. Is all of this that we're talking about right now a little bit of maturity? What do we find?
It's a little maturity, and it's also probably doing a better job by myself of finding guys that need to be out there at times and switching defenses up a little bit better. And then I thought our guys made a commitment to rebounding when we made the run, because they had one shot and they were done, where when they were kind of coming back, it was one shot here, but they'd make it two here, you know, two here, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they're not shooting at necessarily a tremendous percentage, but when you give them 8 shots to your 3, it looks like a lot better percentage.
Scotty, I got to ask you about this, because I'm a little surprised a couple times McCook didn't do it, but Curl comes in. He's a 6'10 junior, and obviously you can tell that he's still a little green in there for being that tall. But I look down there, and you got freshman Matt Masker. He's posted him up down there, and they don't get him the basketball. Is that intentional? And talk about Matt playing against a junior that's 6'10 when he's sitting there as a freshman for you.
Yeah, you know, that was intentional. We felt we had a good matchup, actually, giving up 9 inches there. Freshman 2 years, giving up weight and stuff, because Matt's a heck of a ball player, and we have a lot of confidence in him, and Matt has a lot of confidence himself. But we talked a lot about, it's not just the post player defending there, it's the ball pressures, so they can't see him at times, to give that guy a little bit longer to get that extra half inch, 2 inches around the post or whatever it takes.
I'm guessing if people just pick up a bracket and are used to watching Lou Platt Conference basketball, they go, oh my goodness, what a draw. Either you or Ravenna, and then the winner gets Adams Central, and you're not used to seeing Wood River as of late be a big time and Ord on the other side is the 2-3. So you're thinking, oh my goodness, 3 of the traditional powers are right here in one little quarter bracket. First up, Ravenna. What do you take from the first time you played?
You know, we can't get down to them this time. We got to do a better job of starting out fast. And, you know, I think our guys have learned the maturity. We can't start at halftime or afterwards and rely on what? Wearing people down, because Ravenna is going to be too good this time around if we spot them 16. But I think the big thing we can take away from it is we know we can beat them there. I mean, it's been a while since we've beat a pretty good Ravenna team at Ravenna, and that's what we can take away there is, hey, their place, our place, we can play with them and beat you.
I don't know that folks in Ravenna has had more competitive games and dropped a couple here as of late. I don't know if their 5-man rotation, which is tough to go with, and Caleb Gross coming off the bench, if it's catching up to him, because it doesn't look like people are necessarily slowing Brady Standage down. He's still getting his 20-some a ball game. Is that the biggest concern?
Well, it's Brady and Blake Cremosta, because Blake does such a good job of finding guys that all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, we got Brady defending pretty good. Oh, there goes Colby Shermer cutting back door, and he's got a wide-open layup. You know, they do such a good job with their motion offense there that, yeah, they have two big guys, but any of the other guys can go off for 10 to 15, and you're like, where'd they come from? Oh, they had 6 layups. And so that's a big concern, because they do such a good job sharing the ball. And then Coach Bronick's going to put together a good game plan. So you know that's got to be a concern anytime you're preparing there, because he might show one thing for 12 games and all of a sudden he's found an old book from 1921 and all of a sudden, hey, this fits what we want to do, and he'll put it in 2 days and the kids will run it.
Finally, before we let you out of here, one more on that. We talked about how you're different. How would you say they're different from the first time you met them?
I think they've definitely found their identity. Brady's definitely been in the post a lot more lately when I've seen stuff on him compared to the first time when, yeah, he worked in the post, but it was, okay, I'm going to pop out to the perimeter. Now it's basically, Brady, your butt is down there on the block and go to work, and that's going to be a tough matchup for us.
All right, Scotty, nice win tonight on a Friday night. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah. Who are you rooting for Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, got the old Patriots. It's still got a little Patriot in me, but I like Russell Wilson, just not a big Pete Carroll fan. So just hope it's a better game than last year's Super Bowl.
You're an Adams Central grad, and you wear green here, so I guess you can be neutral as you want.
That's right.
Scotty, we'll see you on Tuesday. Nice
one
tonight,
buddy. Doug.
Scott Carlin, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll wrap it up after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Kearney High girls able to rally in overtime tonight and beat Grand Island 47-44. Boys game getting ready to go on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Also, Hastings St. Cecilia boys taking on Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference Tournament on 1230 a.m. KHAS. The finals tomorrow, St. Cecilia girls are already in. Then the St. Cecilia Central Catholic boys play tomorrow, consolation games as well. And then don't forget, Tuesday we will have the Ravenna Kearney Catholic boys game here on Classic Hits 98.9, and in the Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Tuesday will be at Amherst. Amherst will play the Overton Eustace Farnham winner. That game's tomorrow. And Axtell will play Pleasanton. All of the semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt will be right here on Classic Hits from Adams Central next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Meantime, the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals and finals from the Viero Event Center will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow, Tri-City Storm Hockey, they're looking for their eighth straight win. Sioux City comes in at 7:05 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska men are at Minnesota tomorrow at 5 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. The Nebraska women will host Michigan Sunday at 2. Hastings College is at Dort tomorrow afternoon, 2 and 4 on 1230 AM KHAS. UNK is at Emporia State on Sunday. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West, make your appointment today. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing the superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West can get you back into it. Only a boys game here tonight, and Kearney Catholic able to get the job done. 16.7 rebounds from Zach Jackson, 10 from Harrison Pierce, 9 from Bryce James, 17 led the way from a cook for Peyton Stagemeyer, and Kearney Catholic, winners of 6 of their last 7, take it 60-53 over McCook. For Jeff Ekstrom and Stacey Johns back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
If you think advertising on radio is just, well, radio, then we need to talk now. We combine radio with social media, digital streaming, mobile marketing, internet marketing, and yes, you can afford it. We're